USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Margaret Keenan, a 90-year-old grandmother from Northern Ireland, became the first person in the world on Tuesday to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine shot outside of a trial as Britain begins vaccinating its population. Chuck Yeager, the American pilot who became the first person to break the sound barrier and was later immortalized in The Right Stuff, has died at the age of 97. This was confirmed by his wife. Police in Florida conducted a raid Monday at the home of former Florida Department of Health employee who built the state's COVID-19 case tracker, only to be fired earlier this year for alleged insubordination. Rebecca Jones, a data scientist, was fired from her role at the Department of Health in May. She had claimed that her dismissal was a result of her refusal to alter data related to COVID-19 cases in the state. The complaint alleged that Jones was suspected of accessing a Department of Health messaging service without permission. Authorities seized computer equipment during the raid. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The China virus has changed everything. The holiday season is no exception. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
Out of an abundance of caution for this year's celebration of the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, Pope Francis will be entrusting the city of Rome and its inhabitants, as well as the many sick people throughout the world, to the maternal care of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Since 1953, it's custom for the reigning pontiff to make the trip from the Vatican to Rome's Piazza di Spagna each year on December 8. The Solemnity celebrates the singular grace and privilege by which the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, in the first instant of her conception, in view of the merits of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the human race, was preserved from all stain of original sin. The dogma of the Immaculate Conception was believed by the Church from the very beginning, but was only formally defined in 1854. In 1857, the commemorative column was raised in Rome. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
We are USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The SpaceX program continues to move full speed ahead. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying a cargo ship blasted into orbit Sunday morning from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
And liftoff of the Falcon 9 and upgraded cargo Dragon, the first cargo capsule to dock to the International Space Station.
It was the 24th Falcon 9 launch this year, but the first in a new line of advanced Dragon capsules. This was the first supply run under a new NASA contract. The Dragon was loaded with more than 6,500 pounds of supplies, parts, and gear. The launch was delayed from Saturday due to bad weather. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Pittsburgh Steelers suffered their first loss Monday night, 23-17, to Washington. The football team's quarterback, Alex Smith, stays grounded after the win.
I literally, each and every week, I'm making the most of it, living like it's my last, and enjoying that mindset. I'm not looking beyond literally that next start and trying to take advantage of it with everything I got and enjoy it. I think this entire team, a little bit from the way we started the season, has kind of gotten that mentality, and I think that's a great mentality to have, just a sense of urgency and living week to week and, you know, going all in and not looking past that, not getting ahead of ourselves.
Washington will play the 49ers Sunday. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.